you're watching from black and white YouTube, it looks the same. But
yeah. Actually.
It's nice to have you back, though.
It's good to be back.
Ah, yes. Good to be back. Refreshed, ready to go.
Yeah. Good to go. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can be a part of the show via social media. Nigeria Info 99.3, Facebook and YouTube. Let's start with the Vanguard newspaper, page 5. 2023, why Tinubu won't attend debates. Keyamo.
Okay, what we have here is, I have to take off my glasses. Can I have my reading glasses, please? What we have here in the Vanguard is 2023, why Tinubu won't attend debates. Okay, so this came out from the town hall meeting that had some of the other parties. Thank you very much. Some of the other parties in attendance, minus Tinubu and Atiku. And it cost, if you check the social media, it costs an uproar. And people insisted that this is for presidential candidates. We will no longer tolerate you sending representatives. And so Festus Keyamo, in his normal spin, has said that the man is so busy. I mean, also, the APC needs to be very careful. This arrogance, they will always dictate. He didn't go to the Chamber of Commerce something, but he assembled his own this thing. It's not going to help in the long run. That is the thing about these tactics. They're like look good things, but they don't add value. People can see through. We all know, a lot of people know that the man most likely would have problems going for a debate. All kinds of embarrassing questions will come out that he won't answer. I mean, so that is clear. So wouldn't it have been better as tactics if Festus Keyamo had said nothing and just say he was busy? And look at what he says here. He says, many radio and TV networks have indicated interest to host such debates and so on and so forth. And a candidate will not be making selective appearances in some next world, twice ignoring others, saying that he can't go through all the TV debates and so on and so forth. I don't believe that. We know what it is. Your candidate, just like the present man that we have here, is not good with public speaking and arguments, and also because some questions might turn up that might embarrass him. So silence is golden sometimes. That's my advice to Festus Keyamo. He also talks about the busy and hectic campaign schedule. How can your busy and hectic campaign schedule not involve you engaging the people, an opportunity with your other colleagues to engage the people? I, Oluwafiolaji Jisu, I will not vote for anybody who does not take part in one or two major debates. Because what is the basis for my selection? What is the basis for my selection? And Tinubu is not that bad, come to think of it. I mean, it's not as if he might have a bit of problem in public speaking. There are some questions I know he can even parry. The man is a smart guy. Let him come. Let him come. Give him the opportunity. Let him debate. Let him come with Obi, Atiku. And I like the stand of people who say that if there is something for the presidential candidates, they will not do anything by proxy. People are not that interested in what other people have to say. They want to see their candidates. They want to hear from him. Nigeria is a country that has to be micromanaged. So people want to know the man in the driver's seat, which destination is going, not the conductor. You know, so I believe that the APC should change their tactics on this. And now, usually we have the BON presidential debate. I think by now, the BON should fix a date so that all of them can put it in their schedule. Because in all honesty, I don't think any excuses would work at that level. All of the combination of all the stations is usually, am I right? The bonding.
That's right. Bond, broadcasters. Yes. That's
broadcasters.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's right.
They should fix it now for them to put it in their calendar. And I like the stand of Obi, who says that he will not attend debates anymore where Tinubu and Atiku are absent. It's valid. He shows up at all these things, and these people refuse to show up.
Can he afford it, though? Because we have huge percentage of undecided voters toward leading to this election. Should he?
But if he will not be debating with the principals, what's the point?
I think maybe it's even more advantageous to him, because then he will have the entire floor to himself to convince the undecided, especially undecided voters.
You are absolutely right. I must agree. But also, he too has to take some kind of position now. He can't be like a jack in the box who has all the time in the world.
Yeah. To be appearing everywhere.
So he hasn't said he won't appear at interviews, you know. But he just says that, and it's a matter of every time you expect these people to appear, they send in a representative at the bar association, the accountants, this and that. The principals didn't show up. I know that they cannot show up. Tinubu hasn't shown up at any so far.
No. He appeared at the Ariwa something.
No. That one is a different ball game.
It's almost the same. It's like the same town hall. This thing.
No, but okay, I will concede that. So I take back.
It was there.
But you know, between you and I,
Atiku was there.
The professional bodies are a bit more. But I would concede to you. You're just back from holiday. I want you to stay fresh. So the story here also says that we won't attend debates where Tinubu and Atiku are absent. I think that Tinubu handlers I'm going to say it for the umpteenth time. This man needs professional. Festus Keyamo doesn't have what it takes to be a good spokesperson. He's a good lawyer. He's a son, good activist. But this job is not courtroom tactics. It is not courtroom tactics. It calls for finesse. When I see most of his tweets, I say to myself, these are things that are not going to add value. You're not in a competition. You're not in a beer parlor competition with people. You want to attract. It's not by fighting. Don't behave as if you are the APC spokesperson behaves as if the man is oppressed. He's not. In fact, in a lot of ways, he's a leader of the pack. He has some constraints. That's what's holding him back. So keep pushing and be less antagonistic. But there's something about the dog and whistle. We'll leave that for now.
Okay.
We'll go to the next story.
All right. Let's move on to the next one here. This story is in The Punch, page 8, and it reads, Gbajabi Amila lists reasons FG won't pay ASUU fully.
God bless my cousin Gbajabi Amila. It was his interference, and he resolved it in 4, 5, 6 days. The APC has, I must give them credit, quite a few number of people who have the capacity, good capacity of leadership. I'm not saying their candidate doesn't have, but they do have some, if you think of Gbajabi Amila, you think of Oshibajo and a few others like that. He stepped in within 3-4 days, it was wiped out, done. Okay, so he's now listing reasons because, the ASUU people haven't been paid. Why should that be coming up again after our universities were? What if these guys go on strike again to ask for their money? Why can't we just write it off? After all, it's been budgeted for. The money is there. Pay them. Pay them. And he says that that when the academics, when ASUU called off their strike, it meant that academic activities could resume and students could return to their academic pursuits after prolonged. And this decision was rightly heralded nationwide as the correct decision. Since then, the executive and the House of Reps have worked to address the issues that led to the strike. And it says we are currently working on the appropriation bill, which includes some amount, 170 billion or so, to provide the level of increment in welfare package. So they are working hard. The bill also includes additional 300 billion revitalization. They're working quite hard. But it says that the executive position is that it is not obliged to pay salaries to lecturers for time spent on strike. That is what, not Wiki, what's the other man's name? Ngige.
Okay.
I don't know why Wiki came to my mind. It says in preventing moral hazard and discouraging and so on and so forth. And he said that we look forward, he has hinted at where the problem is, to a favorable consideration by the President Muhammadu Buhari. He puts his full title there, by His Excellency President Muhammadu Buhari, GCFR, who has manifested his desire to what is prudent and necessary to resolve all outstanding issues. I call on the government, please let these lecturers settle back to work. Our children, the negative effects of our children are suffering. Pay them and let them get into the hall and teach with all the guts that they have in them. And don't forget, they're going to cover lost areas anyway. Pay them. Or what do you think?
I think that the government is just trying to go by the book. I think so. But I agree with you that this is beyond the book.
It's
now.
Beyond the
These guys have been out of the classrooms for too long. You should do everything in your part. At least someone intervened. Baja intervened. Make sure that this thing is settled. At least show some level of concern as well. By it's not something that the government cannot do. The government can do it. Like, pay them their full salary. Yes, in the book, you have to pay for the number of days that you've worked and all. But you know, this is something that you can show as a sign of goodwill.
Yes.
Like, okay, so we still have dialogue. We still have engagement to do between us, me and you. But as a show of goodwill, I would pay you this full salary.
Yes.
So this could soften their mind to say that, okay, I think the government is serious this time. We'll hear them out.
Not just that, it will propel them to try and cover the lost areas. Okay, government can pay them and say, okay, let's schedule, let's make sure you cover the lost areas. You have to put in extra hours of work.
Right.
And the government is just behaving as if these lecturers are aliens from Mars.
Well, could it be that the government is also trying to cover their bases by saying that if they pay the days that ASUU didn't work in October, ASUU may have, you know, grounds to want to request for the other months.
Pay that one first. Look, you don't want half-hearted lecturers.
Yeah,
you don't treat them in this manner. Don't forget that thankfully it was Gbaja's intervention that even brought us to some results. Left to the government officials who were there before, we wouldn't be anywhere. Left to the Minister for Labour, we'd still be arguing, you know, back and forth.
Yeah, we'll
but
still
if
be
you
there.
If you look at the next story, which is the editorial of the Vanguard.
Yeah,
this story, which I'm going to review.
FG and ASUU again.
Again.
That's it.
Bring it.
That's it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is an editorial and says, it starts with saying that just when we thought that the eight month long strike by ASUU had ended, the federal government is still engaged in its immature, pointless, and insensitive antics that could lead to the resumption of the strike. Did you hear that?
It's uncalled for, actually.
Immature, pointless, honestly, and insensitive antics. This is the editorial of the Vanguard. And they ask a question. Why does the Labour Minister in Gigi like to fish in troubled waters? He is a major reason why the ASUU strike and labour matters got unnecessarily protracted. Ngige brings arrogance, nitpicking, and selfish political trifles into a matter that concerns the future of the Nigerian youth. He once walked out on ASUU simply because they called on Nigerians not to vote for his party, APC, in 2023, something a mature public servant would ignore and focus on solving the problems at hand. Ngige is in trouble here. They say that Ngige is one of Buhari's ministers who cannot justify their two terms of 8 years with positive contributions to the advancement of the sectors they were appointed to. And they say that the Minister of Education, Adamu Adamu, was at least honest to himself when he publicly admitted failure, albeit without taking the necessary step of resigning. And they say Buhari must take the blame for keeping ministers who have proved unhelpful and unproductive, perhaps due to personal or partisan factors. Now listen to this, two concluding paragraphs. Government office occupants feel they can toy with the destinies of the children of the common man just because they have free access to the public treasury and are able to educate their children in expensive schools at home and abroad. They proudly attend their children's matriculation and graduation ceremonies even while our decrepit public universities are closed due to strikes. Whatever they are unable to fix at home, they and their families fly abroad to enjoy. Then they say, should ASUU go back on strike due to this insensitive and callous stance, the federal government must bear full responsibility for it. I think all the well-meaning members of the top of the APC, ordinary APC, should move in on the president and say, this is an election period. Please get this thing off the table very, very quickly. Pay these people and let's move on.
We've not heard the outcome of their emergency meeting. That's ASUU emergency meeting in Abuja yesterday. I'm not sure they're still at the meeting, but it's most likely they're still at the meeting. But I'm hoping, this is me hoping, that this strike has ended for real this time.
I don't know for how long we will bear these things. I mean, we thank, to be honest, it's not because of, but we need to thank Baja. You know, he also intervened in, I think, some oil crisis.
Yes. He's been.
They have quite a number of, I also remember how Oshibaju handled these conflicts. They have a number of first grade people that can handle these things, even including the likes of Amechi, who put their egos in the drawer where it should belong and are able to take these decisions. The speaker should go and have a meeting with the president. But I don't even know if the president is in town. Is he in town?
It should be.
No, it's not usually.
Oh, he's in the UK. Is he still in the UK?
Oh, he's in the UK.
Yeah. For medical, yeah, he's in the UK. Oh, well. Let's stay with the punch. By the way, you can watch on Facebook and on YouTube. Just type in Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and YouTube.
You were already watching when I said that, Rebi.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. We had a lot of people who rushed to go and watch. So feel free to join us on those platforms and share your thoughts. There's a lot of engagement going on concerning the stories that we've treated so far, you know, on Facebook and YouTube, and I am enjoying the conversation you guys are having, analyzing what we're doing here as well. Appreciate it. Let's take this one here. In the business and economy page of the Punch newspaper, marketers say tough times as petrol hits 200 naira per liter.
Well, today is a day of irony. I just want to let you know that petrol will soon become, will soon become 200 naira per liter. And also to raise, you know, for you to watch, that is why we need presidential candidates to talk with and not any of their minions. When we have these presidential candidates, we will ask them direct questions. What are your thoughts on the exchange rate? What are your thoughts on the regulation? What are your thoughts on the subsidy? What are your thoughts? These things are very, very, very crucial. That should not be answered. That can only be answered by the man at the top. Because I have a sense that Buhari has not taken half of the advice that has been given to him because of his mindset. So we want to know the mindset of whoever is going to lead us. We want to know the mindset. If I go in a bus and the bus is going to Benin, I'm not going to be asking the conductor if he's going to go through Ekpe or he's going to go through. It's the driver I'm going to ask. We need the mindset on these things because there are very crucial, bitter and hard decisions to be taken in 2023 to move this country forward. And so if a man cannot make himself available to answer these questions, well, it's up to you. It's up to you. Like I said, you're not going to be asking a driver or people in the park, like, this bus, is it going to go through this and that? When the driver is seated there, it's the driver you're going to ask. That is why I brought this story up. Also to let you know that anytime from now, if I already, it says between 185 and 200 is what people will be paying for fuel.
That's official.
Official.
Because right now I know that we already pay more than that.
Yes,
I bought 200 last week.
I don't even know how much is. All I know is that I've been paying for jerry cans. That's what I've been doing. I've been paying for jerry cans, 25 liter and so on and so. I don't even know whether it's the right liter that is inside.
Yeah.
I always thank God that, God, oh, please, oh, you know how difficult it was for me to buy this car. I hope this is full petrol and not half petrol and half urine. Because in Nigeria, you can't be too sure.
But this has to stop, though. We shouldn't be here when we talk about petrol, fuel, diesel, kerosene. It needs to stop. We need someone who would come here and tell us how they are going to put a stop, not how they would do it.
Sheriff, you know, you and I, this is one point where we have an agreement.
Okay.
I am not interested in anybody's manifesto. Be it Obio, be it Atiku, Kwakwanso.
Don't tell us how you are going to
give me a roadmap. Give me a timetable. I don't listen to this. You can see most of them are reading these manifestos. It's not about manifestos or some specialist coming to talk. Somebody from Harvard coming to talk about this manifesto. I'm not interested in that. You would need to know the mindset of the leader and ask him, Oga, put that document aside. When you resume on the 29th of May, what is the first thing you are going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are the low-hanging fruits that you will pluck? What are you going to do about police reforms? What are you going to do about the economy? Are you going to take a hard decision or are you going to play to the gallery? For example, are you going to unify? Yesterday now, pounds became between 970 and 1,005 to the Naira. Meaning that if you want to buy ordinary 1,000 pounds that you use, that is not enough to buy a suit, you have to drop a million. If you want to buy a good suit at Harrods, you can't get it for 1,000 pounds. So, even if you got it at 1,000 pounds during sale, you would have spent 1 million naira.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine that.
Just imagine. And we sit down and watch this thing happen over time. It keeps moving. In a government where you are changing currency, the Minister of Finance publicly says, I didn't know anything about it. So it's not a matter of manifesto. We need that driver to tell us, this is the direction which I'm taking. I'm going to buy fuel at Chagamo. I will refill at Chagamo. I'm going to pump my tires at Ore. And then say, Oga, Ore is the way to Abuja. We are going to, okay. That's the kind of thing
that's
we need.
Right.
An action
that's right.
plan, detailed.
That's right.
I want them to come. Let them come. And
no, honestly. You know why they keep doing the same things every 4 years is because the electorate, the voters themselves. I'm glad that the awareness this time, this cycle, has been 1,000, 5,000, 1,000,000% improved. I'm glad. But do we still know the right questions to ask? I mean, why do we still sit down and listen to them read manifestos to us?
I'm not interested in that. You will never find me discussing that.
Why do we keep asking of their manifestos? Why are you interested in their manifestos? Haven't we learned anything?
In the past 4 years, in some of the states, we've had manifestos. Where are we now?
Like, haven't we learned anything?
We've had manifestos.
Bring the man to you and say,
document.
This is what, how are you going to solve this problem? So, don't tell us you give us, or give us like, how are you going to do it?
For example, let's assume that I'm a presidential candidate and you ask me what I will tell you that within the first 1 week, I'm going to issue directives on security. In the case of the police, within my first 1 week, all oddlies and whatever will be withdrawn. All this will be done. All that will be done. Within 1 week, I will sign an executive order merging the rates and this and that because I've done my homework before time.
Yeah. You're ready.
You're good to go. So you're good to go. Don't come and tell me the history of corruption in Nigeria, the way we do business, and so on and so. I want somebody, and I'm challenging that gentleman, and all of you know. Yes, you look good. Come and tell us are you aware of the amount of whatever that you're going to have in the public service? How are you going to change that? Documented. So the world, the era of manifestos are gone. It's the era of action plan, dated. I'm going to send a bill to the National Assembly by so and so date. One of the candidates has been showing a bit of that. And I hope he will be encouraged to do more. Just one of them. I won't tell you which one. Just one of them. He's seemed prepared. Okay, so one of them, for example, says, I'm going to unify the rates. When? Is it within 2 weeks? When? Sign this undertaking so that we can take him on. There is war, in quotes, not physical war, but there is war ahead for survival of our people. And we should now get ready. You know, we should get ready for it. We need to take them up. Don't be distracted.
That's right.
Don't be distracted about abuses, about this and that. When he was in customs, he rode a car. That was then. The one that concerns us now is what is most important. I rest my case.
Yes, I rest mine too. We have to go.
We are back now.
We have to go now.
Okay.
I mean, it's been fun. If there's anything to add, I would just say that this time around, as a voter, you need to get educated. You need to, you know what you want and ask for that you want. Don't let them tell you what they want to tell you. You let them tell you what you want them to tell you. That would be my advice to you. Now we have to go. About what's going on?
No, I'm excited. I'm excited, and I look forward to our people doing just that. If anybody doesn't have the time to talk to you, then you shouldn't have the time. You shouldn't have the time to vote for him.
That's right.
It's arrogance. Mm.
All right, that's our show. The news is next.
Listen to this to understand the amazing power of 5G.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.